gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road runner, honey.
Because we got another big show lined up for you today. Thanks for tuning in to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, coming to you live on FM 105.5 and, of course, AM 660 The Answer, AM660TheAnswer.com, and your smart devices, because you've downloaded the free, and you can still do it, free Answer Orlando app, and you get a whole lot more than just the live broadcast, but of course, that's the best part. Okay, we got a big show lined up for you, as I said. Got the man of the hour. He's constantly checking his phone for communications. The meetings are going on as we speak, and the protests in the street. That could be none other than chairman of the board, Michael McBath.
Is that amazing? The Player Association has to be happy that they're now being backed by Black Lives Matter. You know, I wonder if they're going to bring in Antifa. I mean, was that ridiculous what we just saw on the screen there?
We will get to that.
But, Chris, I have to say one thing before we go any further. You know, Penn State did not lose this weekend.
Because they didn't play.
That's right. And the Bills did what?
They
did not lose again.
Oh, because they didn't play. Okay, all right.
So I'm a very happy guy going into Tuesday, you know.
All right, so it is Tuesday, and we are going to have our contest on Thursday. We got the contest challenge for this week all lined up for you. And I've made an executive decision about last week's contest.
Let's hear it.
Well, we're going to have to wait. I want to tease it a little while.
That was an outstanding performance by our listening audience.
It was.
Wasn't that great? And
yes.
It was so much fun implementing the songs into the contest.
Yep.
They did a terrific job.
So we're going to even make it funner. All right.
Oh,
and then, of course, we got this week's challenge. We got breaking news. We got FBI news. That is sort of breaking news. I mean, if you've been listening to this show and others like it, you're pretty well already versed in this stuff. Only now it is being officially confirmed, you might say. We will give you an update on the NFL meetings and the goings-on outside on the street. And we're going to talk about the real hero in the Harvey Weinstein story. Because it's not
the people who are being, and unfortunately so, credited with it. So we're going to talk about that too. First of all, another record day on Wall Street.
Chris, I got to tell you, I mean, if you're a Trump person, are we tired of winning? I mean,
Like I say,
I've been around a pretty long time, and I was referencing back to 1968. The Dow was at 837, and the Dow today, which was pretty exciting, broke through 23,000 today. And it backed off in the end. We closed at 22,996. But the point behind it is, look at what the different markets have done, you know, since the election. An example, the Dow's up 25%. The S&P is up 20%. NASDAQ is up 28%. The Russell 2000 is up 26%. And, you know, all this has been moved on, I think, not only because of obviously good earnings and everything, but public confidence in who? Our leader. And, you know, I think they see what's going on around them. And I think most people are like myself, probably like you. When I see polls and stuff, I don't even pay attention to that anymore because there's no merit to the criticism in many cases that is showered upon Trump when we know the numbers speak for itself. Look how the country is functioning.
By the way, have you noticed how the media has not been touting Trump's poll numbers lately?
I know, because they've bumped up.
They have. Oh, yeah. Rasmussen shows him up around with their daily tracking poll. He's up now in the mid-40s.
Yeah, I saw this morning it was like they said like 47%, which was where Obama was when they thought that was terrific when Obama was stepping down. And if Trump is there, imagine where he really is. I mean, a real positive note.
No doubt about that. By the way, he was on our friend and colleague's show, Mike Gallagher's show, this morning. Oh, I was green with envy. He was
You'll
in the White
chance,
House.
Chris. It's just a matter of time.
There you go. He was in the White House, and the president sat down with Mike. Matter of fact, made a beeline for Mike.
Yeah, he said he gave the shoulder to Fox.
And came right on over. And obviously knew that Mike Gallagher was on board. He wasn't on board like we were, but he never counted Trump out. He never spoke badly about Trump. He always said whoever got the nomination, he was full on board. And when Trump got the nomination, he was full on board.
And he didn't criticize him and try to harass him the whole time.
He did not.
I agree.
And so the president recognized that, and it was a good interview with him, and he touted the numbers on Wall Street. And this is not just record territory, but this run is a record run. How many thousand increments is this now?
4 1,000 increments in a year. That's 4,000 points.
Since Election Day.
That's right. And I mean, this is a phenomenal turnaround for this gentleman, plus the fact, and you know why he's constantly bringing this up, because of what we're coming to this tax situation, and we do need tax cuts, and we have to get middle America their fair share, which I don't want to sound like, oh boy, but I'm just saying we need to put more money because that'll stimulate it. We can get up the, this isn't a fairy tale thinking you can get the 3.5%. That's just how we were,
right?
Back 10, 12, 15, 20 years ago. Because look at all the countries over the Asian countries, what they operate at. Oh my God! You know, there's China 6-7 whatever.
I think Singapore the first 5 years you don't pay any taxes.
Right.
By the way, you spoke a fair share there. It is kind of odd to use that, but it's not so much that we want our fair share back of our taxes. It's a question of the government taking an unfair share.
Right. That's exactly right. And
tax cuts would help remedy that situation some anyway. And, of course, the corporate tax cut. And that's why there was a media day at the White House today, was to do a bit of a media blitz to get the word out, to put the pressure on Congress to get these tax cuts done, and other business as well. And by the way, there's that website. If you haven't gone to it, it's tantamount to a petition. You go to taxcutnow.com, and you sign up there. There's no cost to it, but you just add your name to the list of people demanding that these guys get her done.
And I think everybody should. I mean, we did the dial bud, right, for the NFL complaint.
Yep, and that's still an open 800 dial bud.
That's exactly right. You let them know how you feel about these players not showing the respect they should for the American flag.
Right. And so the president's working hard to push this message. He's already made several speeches. He'll be making more speeches out on the road to push this tax cut plan. And we'll see. The House should be able to get it done. And the question is, how soon can they get it done? But the House should be able to get it done. Once again, the question is going to be in the Senate, where you got, the thing with these senators is they got to be stroked the right way.
They want a little attention. They want to get the name out there, and then they'll vote wherever whoever's giving them something.
That's pretty much what it is, you know. Yeah. And by the way, the media outlets, the AP and others, are reporting today that there is a deal, a short-term fix for Obamacare. Once again, this is why we said you got to get what you can get while the getting is good in politics, or you end up getting nothing or worse. Well, this is worse. But the president has said he would sign it, the Murray-Alexander deal, right?
Yeah, this was a two-year deal, which the payments for insurance will be upheld for two more years to pay the subsidies.
The ones that Trump just ended Friday night.
And I don't like that, but I guess it was because it would be so catastrophic that if they just stopped, I mean, it shows how bad the Obama deal was, that they probably have done this. Now, I want to know, though, what did we get?
Well, supposedly the states will have a little more leeway in how they implement Obamacare. Haven't seen the specifics to know at all what in the world that means, but that is supposedly the trade-off. But mainly it is they're bailing out the insurance companies. Let's face it.
Did you see the insurance stocks today? Right after they mentioned that, pop. 2-3 points,
of course,
like that.
Yeah, they got hit a little bit the other day because of what the president did, and it's interesting to see how quickly now. In all fairness, this had been in the works, all right. But now, if this does happen, it's interesting to see how quick these people jump when it's insurance company money at stake, right?
Right.
Because see, in essence, the rates and everything are already locked in for 18, so it really wouldn't have made much of a change in 18 unless all of a sudden the insurance companies just said, "Whoop, we're out of it. We're not going to even honor the contracts we have. You know, that's it. Done with it." Which might not have been so bad, but of course, people would have been left in the lurch. And then, but in 2018 is when you would have had problems.
Right,
you would have had skyrocketing premiums. And people dropped because they couldn't make them. And it would have been, the government would have been on a hook on the other end to pay it to the insurance companies through individuals.
They would have to subsidize
instead
it.
Of giving them a check straight from the government. So what this did, though, the president said, okay, if the insurance companies are going to get this money, it's got to be done legally. And this would be the way to do it legally. That's the good news. The bad news is, It's a bad setup from the beginning.
You know, the bad news is for our Orange County, you know, Florida Blue is the primary
carrier
for Obamacare. And I know the policy I have, which is for one adult in their 60s, right? That goes up about 35%.
Yeah. And that would have, if this hadn't been done, that would have easily been matched again next year, if not more.
Oh, it would have been more.
Because, once again, the insurance companies still would have got their money.
Right.
But they would have got it through you instead of directly from the government, which is what this does. So, once again, it props up a bad system. And but given the fact, this is what I was talking about till I was blue in the face, you got to get what you can get while the getting's good, or you get nothing or worse.
And force movement out of the other party. At least Trump forced movement. At least this is up for discussion. Maybe it can be altered real soon. We'll see.
It's not a done deal still.
A done deal.
This still has to go through the votes. And not only in the Senate. And this was crafted in the Senate, but it has to go through the House as well. So just because it still doesn't mean it's going to happen, but my money's on the insurance companies, right? Lickety split, right?
Well, you know, imagine the money they give out to politicians.
Yeah, that Trump
That's
brought it up.
That's why your money just about has to be on it.
I loved it when Trump brought it up at his press conference yesterday. By the way, that's up on our Facebook page, American Adversaries. He says, perhaps too many people in Congress take donations from insurance companies. Maybe you do too there, Mitch.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Mitch just stood there stone-faced.
Yeah, that's real funny. You know? All right,
we'll take a break. When we come back, we got some other of the day's news. And you can join us as well at 407-774-8255.
I want to know what you're doing for these people in last week's contest.
Well, I'm fired up. We're going to find out.
You're a very generous person.
All right. Okay. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TL1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns start at Lake Mary, and they go all the way down past I-4 and onto the 408. The 408 westbound also congested all the way up to Gotha. You have slowdowns on Highway 50 from the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills, and I-4 is also slow in the Millennia area by the Holy Land Experience. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FBI. Tonight's episode, there was Russian collusion, of sorts, but it was long before Donald Trump ever came along. Starring Andrew McCabe, Rob Rosenstein, and Robert Mueller himself.
Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you being out there. The Hill has printed an article today. It exposes a good deal more about what went on in the Russian uranium deal.
You remember that deal, which we both talked about long ago.
Yeah.
And remember the 20% aspect. Remember I call the twisted and convoluted eventual money that ended up in the Clinton Foundation. You know, it was just a matter of somehow we'd have to get this to them through different people, and then bang, Clinton's end up with a ton of money.
That's right.
And, unbelievable. Just disgusting. And you know it's illegal.
Right. We started talking about it before we'd gotten word, and then Peter Schweitzer's book came out,
right.
Clinton Cash, and he describes, because he was describing all the various schemes of the Clinton Foundation, which this is just one of them.
Oh, yeah. Isn't it funny how it comes back to us again?
Right.
You know?
Now, this is, I'm going to Town Hall. You can find this on Town Hall, but it's from The Hill. It says the headline is, "New FBI documents further prove Comey plan to exonerate Hillary." Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, I went to the wrong one. That's another one that just came out. That's another one that just came out.
There's so many.
which we'd already been talking about, but the documents further prove that he was going to exonerate Hillary. So let me get back to the other one. I'll pull up the story during the break. So the FBI, and by the way, this was when the department was headed by Herr Mueller. okay, right. as it was, then it right. transitioned into Lying, Leaking, Thieving, mm-hmm. Jim Boy, Comey. But Andrew McCabe was still the number two guy there, which he is now back to being the number two mm-hmm. guy there. Mm-hmm. This is the guy whose wife took about $700,000. Channeled through McAuliffe from the Clintons.
Right.
By the way, if she didn't spend any or all of it, she could keep it and spend it on herself or him.
That's a nice deal.
Andrew McCabe was overseeing an investigation that was also being overseen from the Justice Department by Rob Rosenstein. Ron Rosenstein. And so you got McCabe, Rosenstein, and Mueller, all big players again still today. We're overseeing an investigation into Russian bribery and kickbacks and things of this nature as Russians were trying to get a foothold in the uranium industry in the United States. And so, and it became obvious that Vladimir Putin had a hand in it, and he had some high-level Russian officials who were heading up this scheme, and it culminated in the Russian uranium deal.
Right. 20% of the supply now in the hands of one of our mortal enemies. Isn't
right.
that great?
And
great.
Guess what they do? Mm-hmm. They sell it to us.
That's even better. And who gets the commissions when they sell it back to us? Probably the Clintons. You know?
Oh my. They do. They take the uranium and they sell it to our nuclear power processors.
That's great.
And they process it for our nuclear power plants. And so it was a scheme, you know, to enrich themselves by getting into our markets. And it required government approval. It required approval from a special commission of 9 members, one of which was Hillary Clinton being the Secretary of State.
Secretary of State.
That's
imagine
right.
her influence and power.
John Kerry had a hand in it.
Oh.
And this investigation was going on while the deal was being put together. Now,
that's even
it shouldn't
worse,
take
really.
A genius to see that this, if they are trying to get into the uranium business and they're dealing with the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation and channeling money through the foundation to the Clintons, and they're talking about bribery and kickbacks, it shouldn't be too hard to see the connection
here. Relationship. This isn't working
right.
well, fellas, you know.
But was anybody indicted?
Of course not.
Was any, well, it, I take that back. In 2014, one of the lead Russian agents, shall we say, was indicted.
Well, he's probably the fall man, in all seriousness.
Well, it turns out, he was the one who was handing out money.
Right.
He's, you know,
fall
he
man.
Was the middle guy, the
yeah.
middle man. And
yeah.
it turns out they're always the fall guys.
Right.
And so you're right, he's the one who took the rap. And in 2014, finally, he was indicted. Now, all this was going on in 2009, 2010. And they let the deal go through. Now, what the article points out is not known yet is how many members of this commission knew what was going on. And did any of them know that it likely involved the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation? By the way, 6 months before the deal was approved was when Bill Clinton made that $500,000 speech over there in Moscow.
But when you have a commission, don't you have a meeting of the people on the commission?
Presumably.
And if, in other words, so I sit at a table with 9 people and I don't even know what the other person's doing on this one issue.
Well, the question
financially?
Is, did any of them know at all about this investigation, which might have implicated at least one person on the commission, Hillary Clinton?
Yeah.
Right? And so, anyway, we'll get into
Great.
This a little bit more on the other side. You're listening to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We're primed and ready to go every night, live at 5, except Saturdays. We're working on that. All right, anyways, we'll be right back with more of the show.
AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is expressing support for an agreement struck by 2 leading lawmakers to extend federal payments to health insurers. Mr. Trump spoke at a news conference in the Rose Garden Tuesday with the Greek prime minister. He commented after Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee told reporters that he and a top Democrat have reached an agreement on a plan to extend the federal payments. The spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition says pockets of Islamic State militants still remain in the Syrian city of Raqqa. The remarks come as U.S.-backed Syrian forces and their allies on the ground are going through the city's newly liberated areas searching for landmines and sleeper cells. Colonel Ryan Dillon said on Tuesday that the Syrian Democratic Forces have seized the last strongholds of the militant group in Raqqa but are not done securing them. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 40 points, the Nasdaq off a fraction, the S&P up 2. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
It looks like we might be getting closer to space travel as a pair of aerospace companies are waiting to deploy an outpost that orbits the moon in 5 years. Bigelow Aerospace and United Launch Alliance plan to put an expandable module in orbit around the moon by 2022. The outpost is supposed to serve for training of astronauts and exploration. The module would be similar to the module deployed on the International Space Station last year. Longwood Fire Department will likely have to relocate due to flooding. Interim Chief Michael Peters says a relocation is the only likely solution. The station opened in 1980 and the department has lowered the water levels 3 times in the past 6 months in a nearby retention pond. The retention pond is part of the cause for the flooding. It's 79 degrees and cloudy right now. Your weather details coming up in just a moment. I'm Zwayne with your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Attention all Central Florida pastors. How would you like to win a trip for two to Israel?
Are you ready to praise the Lord?
Then join us for Central Florida's biggest pastor appreciation event of the year. The 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I Drive. Yes, we're giving away a trip for two to Israel. The trip of a lifetime from Genesis Tours. Plus, national speaker and host of Know the Truth, Pastor Philip DeCourcy, will deliver his message of encouragement and strength for pastors. Stroll our huge ministry expo. Enjoy a delicious lunch. We'll come together with the Appreciation Lunch Praise Band, fellowship with other pastors, and it's all absolutely free. Just our way of saying thank you to area pastors for your leadership in the kingdom. Pre-register now at TheAnswerOrlando.com, TheAnswerOrlando.com. And if you're not a pastor, please pass the word along to a pastor you know. We want to see him at the 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I Drive, from the station that loves our pastors, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Pastors, don't miss it.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns start at Lake Mary, and they go all the way down past I-4 and onto the 408. The 408 westbound also congested all the way up to Gotha. You have slowdowns on Highway 50 from the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills, and I-4 is also slow in the Millennia area by the Holy Land Experience. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
Wow. Do you think that was suggestive? Do you think there's a way I could sue her like a reverse Harvey Weinstein, Chris? You know, my name is Mike McBath. I'm here with Chris. But, Chris, you've got to help me now on this contest because you said that you're going to provide something special for last week's contestants, which I'm pretty I'm happy about that.
You know, now that you mentioned our names, I don't think I officially introduced ourselves at the top. You're Michael McBath. I am Christopher Hart. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge.
And on the drums.
407-774-8255. On the drums is Pete Petka. All right. So the contest last week was the, you know, you come up with the name of the loser or the pervert of the year.
Yeah, we were looking for the pervert
and
of the year.
The song that goes with it.
Congress, and we wanted the song that best identifies that pervert.
And it was
great.
There
were as many to select from, of which our audience did a great job.
And it was a lot of fun. And, you know, I've been holding on to the contest ideas from the week before, where we had the contest ideas,
one of them leaked. Oh, you're right. There could be a leak in there.
Well, no, right. What it was, not so much a leak, mm-hmm. is that one of the contestants...
She wanted songs.
She said, name a person and come up with a song title. And I thought,
wow,
that's, you know, we were more specific, but it's so
that's
remarkably
okay.
close that...
She gets...
Pam... you are going to be invited to dinner with the American Adversaries. You and your loved one, or maybe your enemy, who knows, whoever you want to bring with you.
Wow, that's
pretty
nice.
To have dinner with the American Adversaries.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Of that whole night, Pam was the only one that got away, and we didn't get her phone number.
Oh, Chris, are you kidding?
No. So, Pam, if you're listening right now...
This is your day, Pam.
Give us a call at 407-774-8255.
Might be your worst day. No.
Nick is waiting, and we'll get it all arranged. But we need your phone number. So, 407-774-8255, Pam, if you're out there, please give us a call.
Dinner out at Positano's.
That's right.
And, Chris, you're going to actually buy her a drink and stuff?
Well, we are.
Okay. All right. I just want to hear it. You know?
More specifically, Pasquale is.
Well, that's great news. That is great news. Good for Pam.
So that's what we wanted to do with the contest, and we sort of stumbled into it. But now, Thursday, we got a whole new challenge for you.
This is something that I think matches very well with last week's contest. This is going to be our IQ contest for Hollywood in Congress. You know, we figured out, obviously, who the top perverts were out there, and now we're looking for who do we think has the lowest IQ out there. Now, this can be intelligence IQ or maybe social IQ, okay? Because there's a little bit, you know, there's always been a debate, what's IQ and all that. So, but here's my example. Now, I'm going to go give you two examples. For lowest IQ, I got to go with Governor Jerry Brown. You'll say, why him? Well, I think it's quite obvious. No normal, intelligent person could ever pass and endorse the bills he has for the people of California. Either he has a low IQ, he's corrupt, or he's on drugs. Probably all three, right?
Yeah.
So come up with who you perceive, and boy, there's many people qualified for this. I could go on and on and on, but we're looking for the low IQ, the matchup with the pervert of the year.
So now, is this like two categories, one Hollywood and one...
And Congress.
Congress.
Yeah, we could, you know, depending on the prize you want to give out, Chris, I mean, we could just, the best of both, like, you know, I was thinking like on, Chuck Schumer. Now, this is a social IQ, okay?
I don't think his IQ at any type is very high.
I know. You look at Chuck Schumer, right, and you just go like this. Chuck, how can you do this? You know, you look at his hair piece, his hair transplant, and you have to wonder, do you realize it looks like a golf astroturf, you know, where you actually would tee off golf balls when you go out to practice?
Maybe somebody will do that.
Chuck, I'll pay for a new hair piece. Something's wrong with a guy that he doesn't see it.
All right.
Social IQ.
That's Thursday's challenge. Who has the lowest IQ? All right. And I found the Hill article, and it is by John Solomon and Allison Spahn, and it is entitled FBI Uncovered Russian Bribery Plot Before Obama Administration Approved Controversial Nuclear Deal with Moscow. Catchy little title, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on to describe how the investigation was going on and how Moscow was trying to get into the uranium business industry here in the United States and was using bribery, kickbacks, even extortion. And in the process, they were laundering money in order to do all of those things. And so you're looking at, this would be on the level of New York mobsters, and they would go after them on the RICO Act.
Right.
Okay?
Triple damages.
Right. And, well, not that, but I mean, the RICO Act is, it gives the investigators and prosecution wide latitude to gather evidence and bring charges based on conspiracy and things of that nature. So this is what was going on. It was a high-level investigation, obviously, being overseen by from the Justice Department by Ron Rosenstein and in the FBI by the number two guy, Andrew McCabe. Now, this was when Herr Mueller was the FBI director, and the investigation went on until Lion Leakin' Thievin' Jim Comey took over.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, the Obama administration was making some pretty crucial decisions. The first one occurred in October of 2010. I'm going to read now from the article. When the State Department and government agencies on the Committee of Foreign Investment in the United States unanimously approved the partial sale of Canadian mining company Uranium One to the Russian nuclear giant Rosatom, giving Moscow control of more than 20% of America's uranium supply. And then in 2011, the Obama administration gave approval for Rosatom's, you spell that Rosatom, I guess that's Rose Atoms,
mm-hmm.
Rosatom or whatever, Tenex subsidiary to sell commercial uranium to U.S. nuclear power plants in a partnership with the United States and Richmond Corp. In other words, they gave them the uranium and then gave them permission to sell it back to us.
Was John Podesta at all, was he involved with this, Podesta?
His name did not come up in this article, but he is a right-hand man. By the way, a woman who was investigating, I'm going to have to find this too, an organization that John Podesta had been involved in was just blown to bits in Mali.
Recently?
Just now. I mean, not just now, but within the last couple of days.
Wow.
Her car was blown up. She was investigating the Mali government. I believe it's Mali. I'll have to find that article. But this article goes on. Once again, you can find it on the Hill. The obviously, Rosenstein, working for the Justice Department, Eric Holder would have been the Attorney General at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And to think that this information of the investigation wasn't somehow making its way to the White House is, I believe, a bit of a stretch.
Imagine the people who make these, him and Holder?
Well, you would think that if...
Oh, my God.
That the people who were investigating this, knowing that bribery, extortion, kickbacks, money laundering was all going on while these crucial decisions were being made.
National security.
They might have stepped up and said something on that basis.
It. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps they did. We don't know. The investigation, as we said, went on until 2014, where a flunky A guy named...
Flunky Bill Clinton, no.
Yeah, well, no, it was actually a guy named Mikerin. That's his last name, M-I-K-E-R-I-N. He was a Russian. And then they were all trying to get, you know, visas into the United States and everything. But it's, once again, you know, we've been telling you bits and pieces about this all along, so this is no real surprise. The only thing is now there is a more official confirmation now that this investigation's cover has been blown, you might say. And it's pretty damning stuff. And
it shows, it shows how Comey has protected Clinton and guided her through the waters.
Well, not only that, but evidently Herr Mueller as well, which explains why he's not at all enthusiastic about going after Comey or Clinton. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As it turns out, he'd have to maybe be going after his own sorry, scrawny, mm-hmm. you know, carcass, right?
And
by the way, the president yesterday was asked in that frenzy of a press conference. Did you see yesterday's, by the way?
No.
It was the better one, by the way. But anyway, he had another one today to announce primarily the deal, the Murray-Alexander deal. But the press conference yesterday, he was asked, was he contemplating firing Herr Mueller? Mm-hmm. And he said, no, and he's not even giving it any thought. Well, I would implore the president to please give it some thought, because this is scandalous, to say the least, criminal activity, to say the worst, and perhaps cover up by the FBI and the Obama administration involved as well. So there is every reason to say that this witch hunt needs to stop, and that if they want to actually have this investigation, at least
go
have
after
people,
the witch.
Well, not only that, but at least have people who aren't up to their elbows, if not their necks, with dirt of their own, stains of their own.
I agree. I mean, the American public is fed up. I mean, these things are quite obvious, and I don't know.
Once again, we've been giving you bits and pieces of this. Now, this is just official confirmation, you might say. By the way, Jeff Sessions is going to be appearing tomorrow morning. Before this was a regular visit before the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is headed by Chuck Grassley. Now, Grassley has been pretty good about going after, like, Fusion GPS,
which we brought up,
and also about this uranium one deal. So we shall see if the current attorney general is put on the hot seat at all. Of course, his excuse is probably going to be don't know anything about it, can't say anything about it, or whatever. But it's not too late. It's not too late to go back and begin to try to resolve this situation. McCabe does not belong in the FBI. He needs to be gone. Rosenstein probably should recuse himself from any and all business going forward. It has anything to do with anything that has to do with Russia. Anything.
Right, I agree.
And Sessions needs to buck himself up and act like he did that one day. You remember that one day, or maybe it was two, when he was actually called up in front of the committee and they were asking him questions about what he knew and when he knew it. Remember how tough he came across that day? Where has he gone?
I'm afraid talk big, walk small.
And see, the problem with is that the whole thing is, until you get rid of McCabe, until you get rid of, or at least recused, Rosenstein, you're not going to have a credible investigation.
But I don't understand why he wouldn't investigate this Clinton uranium deal when we all knew it was floating out there. We all know how all the pieces look so corrupt. Why isn't this investigated?
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was. How could they have missed it? Okay, here's the problem. You see, they did know what was going on, and they allowed it to happen. And when they saw that it was involving the highest levels of government, they took the easy way out. You know, Danny McKnight,
do the right thing.
The hard right choice or the easy wrong choice?
Yep.
They continue to take the easy wrong choice. Every damn body up there except Donald J. Trump. So this perhaps will put more pressure now on people to make hard right choices, because until McCabe is gone, until Rosenstein is done something with, perhaps he needs to be gone too. Now that we know this, But now he doesn't call. Eric Holder was his boss. But if he thought Eric Holder was doing something wrong, if he had information that said that Hillary Clinton was involved in this and money was going through the Clinton Foundation to grease the wheels of the approval process and nothing would happen, he would have been obligated under his responsibility to the courts to resign and take his protests to the courts themselves.
Now,
he's an officer of the court. His obligation is to the court of the land, not to the Justice Department. They are officers of the court as well. And if any of them are not behaving properly, the only place yet to go is to the courts.
We gotta go.
Well, and that's how this is all happening, through Freedom of Information Act requests by JW and other organizations. All right, we've gone long in this segment. We'll take a break, come back, have a short segment. We got another hour to go, though. And then you got Larry Elder, the great Eldersky, following us up. And we got some Harvey Weinstein news, and we're going to tie that. Jane Fonda's
out there again. Did you hear what she just said?
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk.
She and Barack's wife made pretty much the same statement. I'm not proud to be an American.
Well, all I can say is
anything we can do to ship you somewhere else, give us a call. We'll have a contest to raise money for tickets.
How about North Korea?
Yeah,
that'd be a good place.
Oh, she'd love
it
there. She'd be big.
By the way, saw Dennis Rodman on that Joe Buck show last night. I got a whole new bit of respect for that man. I'll tell you why in the next hour. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Mattress stores are all crazy, and they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut, impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find sane sleep systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
I-4 slowdowns start at Lake Mary, and they go all the way down past I-4 and onto the 408. The 408 westbound also congested all the way up to Gotha. You have slowdowns on Highway 50 from the Orlando Executive Airport to Pine Hills, and I-4 is also slow in the Millennia area by the Holy Land Experience. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Shaft. John Shaft.
That's who we need.
That's
who we need at the FBI, John Shaft. All right, welcome back to the show. 407-774-8255 is the number. You know, you were just saying during the break about that Penn State investigation, how lousy that investigation was done. And that was done by a former FBI director, too.
Free was the head of the FBI.
Prior to Harry Mueller.
He came in. He was hired by a group at Penn State to investigate this Paterno accusation. What happened was everybody at Penn State was so disgusted when the report came out because he never once interviewed one former player who would know Joe for at least 4 to 5 years, you know, depending where you're there, 4 or 5 years. Never talked to one former coach who would know Sandusky, and Joe is probably as close as anybody would, because there's nothing closer than maybe combat, right?
Right.
And then they never interviewed one of Joe's friends. All they did was go around and look for people that were aggravated by him. And guess what?
And
the conclusion came out exactly why they got paid $6 million. And I never even paid attention, really, to Free. Now that I understand how Mueller and the rest of these characters work, oh, boy, this makes it even look worse to me. So,
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah. All right, so the FBI's got a serious credibility problem.
You're not kidding.
And it's because of some lousy decisions being made. I trust at the top levels, because most of the people in the FBI are law enforcement people who
they believe in what they're doing, but they just don't know what's at the top of the pile.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Right. So it's an unfortunate situation, and the FBI now has got another black eye. One has been developing over time, you might say. All right, time's running short in this segment. Let me just another quick breaking news today. It's sort of an ongoing battle of its own. A Hawaii judge by the name of Watson, who, by the way, was appointed by George W. Bush, has banned the travel ban again. And so there is another temporary hold on the most recent iteration of the travel ban. And the Supreme Court had been going to hear arguments on the first travel ban. Well, that travel ban is null and void, expired a long time ago, so they dropped that. But now they do still intend to hold hearings, and perhaps now it will be with this one, although it'll have to go through the appellate process first, unless the Supreme Court can be convinced to just go ahead and end this charade and make a decision.
But by his injunction, he just jeopardized more American lives if something were to take place.
Indeed he did.
Right.
Indeed he did.
Nice. Thanks for stepping in.
All right. And by the way, as I said, he was a Bush appointee, so we can't blame that one on Obama.
Well, does he live in Hawaii?
Evidently so.
Well, he's probably doing too much of reefers out there. You know? He's become one of the liberals, you know,
something
just
like that,
dream
right?
World.
I guess something like that.
Yeah.
Of course, the other news today out of Washington was the suddenly fast-acting Congress, who's been able to craft together in committee a bill that they'd already been working on. Patty Murray and Lamar Alexander working on a deal to bail out Obamacare for 2 years. They would make legal the payments to insurance companies that the president just stopped because they were illegal. And this would, it would bail out Obamacare for a couple of years for them to try to get their act together and do, what was it again they were promising to do?
Oh, yeah.
Something about replacing something. I don't know. I forgot all about it, I guess. Who knows? Anyway, we got another hour to go. Please don't forget about that. We are the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. Please like us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook.
Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a road!
Number two of the American Adversaries Drive Time Now Prime Time Show. We're live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. Of course, AM660TheAnswer.com. And please download, if you haven't already, the free Answer Orlando app. A lot of fun. And don't forget, the show will be rebroadcast in its entirety tonight and every weekday night on the Talk America Radio Network. That's midnight, talkamericaradio.us, Liberty Channel. Okay, I am Christopher Hart, along with Mike McBath. Got Nick LoCicero on the bridge, and you're welcome to join us at 407-774-8255. I got a lot to talk about. Another record day on Wall Street.
I know. This was
those numbers earlier.
We're up. We finally broke through 23,000. We closed a teeny bit below, but again, this is 4,000 points really in the last less than the last year's time. Is Trump doing well? Are we happy about our 401ks and our pension plans? Are we living better? I think so.
Definitely. Also, there is being touted a possible health care bailout of Obamacare deal. It would be a two-year extension of the payments that the president just ended, the subsidies to insurance companies to help them make up for the fact that Obamacare can't pay for itself. Kind of like our SunRail,
anyway, very much so.
They can't even sell enough tickets to cover the price of printing tickets.
They can't even cover the tickets.
That's
and then remember,
sad.
We asked one person, they go, "Well, you always expect to lose money. Well, why do we do it?"
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's sort of the same thing with Obamacare. This will should calm the fears of people who are thinking that. It would drop a lot of people off of health care. It might have. It basically would have collapsed Obamacare quicker.
But wouldn't you say,
this
though,
just delays the inevitable
just
for 2 years.
People who are getting ready to pay for this year, that nothing's going to change with this year. Whatever your billing comes in the next few weeks,
right.
that's you.
Caution, this still has to go through the votes in both
right.
the House and the Senate, so it is by no means a done deal. But the president has said he will sign it if it passes. The other news is that Don Marino, the congressman who had been appointed to be nominated to be
the drug czar,
has pulled out because he was part of a bipartisan bill which actually was promoted by the pharmaceutical lobby, which restrained the DNA somewhat from going after so-called pill mills. And that was creating quite a controversy. So he voluntarily pulled out today after the president said yesterday he would have to review that situation. This came out a big story on 60 Minutes the other night.
But didn't Obama restrain our police from arresting drug pushers and drug...
Yeah, well...
I remember that at all?
This just goes to underline what the president said yesterday in that freewheeling, as it is being called now, news conference, and that is that... The big lobbies in Washington get the action.
Right.
All right, they got that bill. We see now this Murray Alexander deal. This is to bail out the insurance companies.
And as we mentioned today, the insurance companies jumped 2-3 points because you know what? They make a fortune, and unfortunately, we the taxpayer are paying
for it.
Yep,
that's right. So the president's thinking is that would give 2 years to get something actually done on the health care bill. And as I said, it may not happen, or it may be changed as things go. We shall see. By the way, if you're out and about tonight and looking for a great place to go eat, how about the Friendly Confines at 4757 South Orange Avenue? At 6:30, the Trump 2020 Orange County Club meeting begins.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Wow,
tonight.
15 minutes away.
Yeah. So if you want to head
does a great job. Randy Ross does as good a job as I think anybody you could get to lead that organization in many aspects, too.
And by the way, the relief efforts for Puerto Rico were highlighted in an article in the Orlando Sentinel yesterday where Randy was mentioned in the article. And by the way, once again, thanks to all of you for helping make that happen. The FBI has been found to be wanting again. An article out in The Hill, we talked about this extensively in the first hour, so we won't recover that ground. You can hear it again tonight if you want to go to our archive. And it explains how the Uranium One deal was happening while the FBI was investigating Russian bribery, extortion, money laundering, and I'm leaving one out here. Bribery, extortion.
Harvey Weinstein. No.
We're going to get to him in just a second. But it confirms what we've been telling you all along. Tom Marino, thank you. Thank you, Carl Jackson. Tom Marino is the congressman's name who was withdrew as the drug czar. Another appointment has not yet been made. Once again, this FBI investigation was going on while the Uranium One deal was being approved and while questionable large sums of money were going through the Clinton Foundation to the Clintons or being paid directly to Bill Clinton $500,000 for a speech in Moscow with an organization that was behind the Uranium One deal while the deal was still being in the approval process.
Right.
And Hillary Clinton was one of 9 members of a special commission that gave final approval of the deal.
Chris, has the Haiti deal disappeared too with the Clintons?
The money
has, but again, I guess that just disappears till we rewrite it up something.
Well, once again, you got the same players back then as you got now, and you're getting the same results.
Yep.
Nothing. No justice, all right? Maybe we should take up the mantra,
we
no
could
justice,
be the new
no
FBI.
Peace.
Oh,
no
yeah.
justice, no peace.
We'll march outside our building here.
Andrew McCabe, Ron Rosenstein, and Herr Mueller, and James Comey, all involved in one way at one time or another in this investigation, and yet said and did nothing until 2014. And then they indicted one low-level Russian guy. This would be tantamount to the FBI investigating, say, John Gotti for 7 or 8 years and then arresting his driver.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right, and he walks free.
I mean, it really is disgusting, and the public sees the picture, I think, pretty clearly. They don't have to even be explained. They know what's going on.
You know, the public is sick and tired of it.
Fed up.
And at some point, someone needs to put an end to this, and the president's the one. All right, Wes is on the line right now. Wes, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate you being there.
Hi, hello, Chris, and fellas. We just want to thank you for such a great job that you're doing.
Well, thank you, Wes. We appreciate it.
Have you read the book Understanding Trump by Newt Gingrich?
I've read a good deal of it, yes. I haven't read it cover to cover, but I have read most of it.
Did you catch the little phrase in there by that author about the Hollywood, about the Washington elites, those that go to Harvard, Princeton, and Yale?
I don't, right off the top of my head, I can't. Go ahead and refresh me, please.
All right. They're called IYI, the Washington elites. I stands for intelligence. Y stands for I. Yet is the word, and the last I is idiot. IYI, intelligence, yet idiots.
That's what they are. They got all the book learning and everything, the high-priced diplomas, and yet they're still dumb as a stump. And
absolutely, they are so Trump won't have anything to do with them. He says they go to college, they go to the same neighborhoods in their super zip code areas. They friends with everyone else who went to Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and their kids go to Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, and they marry kids from Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, and it's a vicious cycle.
It is indeed, yeah, and he doesn't like to be around those people because they're phonies.
Well,
basically.
You know what? He would hate my brother. My brother was Phi Beta Kappa at Dartmouth.
Well,
which I guess that's not Harvard, Princeton, Yale, though.
But is he a liberal?
No. He's not.
Then he's not an IYI.
Yeah, he's not one of those.
All right,
they said they couldn't find coconuts in a coconut palm tree.
It's about the size
of it. That would be about what
I
would expect.
They couldn't find ice in Antarctica. All right, thank you, Wes. Appreciate you being out there, and thank you for the compliment. Thanks so much.
Chris, here's a question, though, on Gingrich. The day they appointed his wife, Calistra, to the ambassador to the Vatican, approved by the Senate.
Right.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. She's going to be in the Vatican, a symbol of religion, and right now.
Yeah, she's Catholic.
Right. But wasn't she dating him when he was married?
I ain't going there.
I think so. I mean, I'm serious. I'm asking the question because I think I remember that. When I heard that, I'm trying to think, wait a second, she's going to...
That's part of the reason why he got run out of the House of Representatives.
I know, okay, then I had pretty good recall.
Right.
That's sort of embarrassing.
Well, I guess they got, what do they call that in Catholicism?
Oh, you can... you go up to I get a lot of them work.
Newt has become a Catholic since being married to Calista, and they will be residing in the embassy quarters over there.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be an interesting experience for them both, I'm sure, and for the Pope hanging out with old Newt.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I think Newt's
some philosophies.
He's a great philosopher. That's
all
for
right,
sure.
We're gonna take a break, and we come back. We'll give you a Menendez trial update. We actually have one. And we're going to talk about heroes and not heroes.
You're talking about our NFL players?
They'll be in the mix.
Okay.
All right, but heroes and not heroes. Mm-hmm. And we'll give you our contest challenge again. And Pam, who was part of our contest coming up on 2 weeks ago. Pam, if you're listening... You came up with the name of person in the song title for our contest of contest entries.
And that entitled you to a dinner out.
A dinner invitation from us.
At Positano's.
Because we came close enough last week to say we did that.
But the good thing about Pam, and I don't know Pam, the contest winner, but I know one thing for our golfers listening. Spray Pam on your driver the next time you play golf. You will not hit a hook. Or will you slice it?
Oh,
you will become a big fan of Pam. That's the Pam that I love.
All right. Well, we just over-talked the music, so. All right, we'll be right back.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com, Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepherd, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Attention all Central Florida pastors. How would you like to win a trip for two to Israel?
Are you ready to praise the Lord?
Then join us for Central Florida's biggest pastor appreciation event of the year. The 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I-Drive. Yes, we're giving away a trip for two to Israel. The trip of a lifetime from Genesis Tours. Plus, national speaker and host of Know the Truth, Pastor Philip DeCourcy will deliver his message of encouragement and strength for pastors. Stroll our huge ministry expo. Enjoy a delicious lunch. We'll come together with the Appreciation Lunch Praise Band, fellowship with other pastors, and it's all absolutely free. Just our way of saying thank you to area pastors for your leadership in the kingdom. Pre-register now at TheAnswerOrlando.com. TheAnswerOrlando.com. And if you're not a pastor, please pass the word along to a pastor you know. We want to see him at the 2017 Pastors Appreciation Lunch, October 26th at the Rosen Plaza on I-Drive. From the station that loves our pastors, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Pastors, don't miss it.
I'm gonna wake up. All right. This song. This is great, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Madonna.
I know.
All right, is she going to be in your IQ contest?
She should definitely qualify for that, but did anybody bring her up as a pervert of the year?
No.
I would think she'd have definitely qualified.
You're not going to like this.
You don't think so?
Well, she's supposed to have a really high IQ.
Really?
Yep, she got straight A's.
So is, yeah, but so is Barack Obama. Do you think I believe that?
Well, it's that IYI thing.
Oh, yeah, right? I know.
You know, well, intelligent yet idiot.
She can memorize a song, I know that.
Yeah, well, she
but her political philosophies seem to leave some room for correction, don't you think?
All right, first of all, I just found this article. I was talking about this briefly earlier in the show about a reporter who'd just gotten blown to bits. It was in Malta, not Mali. It was in Malta. It happened yesterday. Her name is Daphne Caruana Galizia. She was an investigative journalist from Malta. She's one of the ones that broke the story about all those offshore accounts down there in Panama, if you remember.
Were the Clintons involved in any of that?
I don't remember the Clintons.
I do remember
that,
because there was a bunch of very wealthy and politicians that all were associated with it.
Yeah,
right?
And a lot of them were politicians that were accusing, like Mitt Romney, of having offshore accounts, and
right.
so it was a
right.
bad thing. And so, yeah, there was a lot of liberals involved. They're not named in this article, by the way. You can find this in the Washington Post about her death. Several days ago, she had notified the police that she had been receiving death threats. And she was in the process of investigating the Maltese Prime Minister Joseph Muscat, M-U-S-C-A-T, and a Shell oil company in Panama having to do with money laundering and bribery.
Do you think there's anything going on like that?
I know. Let's stick the FBI on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Isn't that a shame when the premier law enforcement agency in the whole damn world is the butt of a joke now? They've made themselves a joke.
No, it's really a horrifying thought, you know, that all this work under a system.
Boy. Heroes and not heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd always thought that Dennis Rodman was not a hero.
Right.
After last night seeing the Joe Buck show where he interviewed him, I have a different attitude. Not totally that he's all-American hero, but he's not what I thought
he was.
Now,
did he have a ring in his nose and everything?
He did.
He sounded pretty good?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
He's got children now, and he's focusing his life on his kids.
Right.
But it was his youth that I did not know anything about that right. gave me a great deal more respect for the guy. Of course, he came from the projects,
right.
Off the streets. Mm-hmm. He did not play basketball as a kid.
Oh, he didn't?
No.
When did he pick that up?
College.
What?
Yep, in high school.
You know what a rarity that would be? It would be like 1 out of 1,000.
I missed the very first part of it, but what I gleaned was when he was in high school, a coach noticed him. He was very lanky, and got him to play, but he was good enough to get a scholarship. And the college coach made him into a basketball player, but that's not what made him into the super basketball player that he was.
Where did he go to college? Do you recall?
I don't recall. But he was at that time homeless.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have anything. And he was at a basketball camp on a weekend learning how to play himself. And there were little kids there, kids of all mm-hmm. ages. And this one white kid who was, I think, about 10 or 11 years old kind of took to him. And they you know, would talk to each other mm-hmm. and stuff during the camp. And then when the camp was over, Rodman was outside on a basketball court just shooting horse, you know, mm-hmm. just shooting baskets. And the little kid came up, and they started shooting baskets and started talking. And it turned out this little kid had killed his best friend, who was a black kid, mm. and this was a white kid.
Yeah.
And it was in a gun accident,
mm-hmm.
and he described it. But that aside, he and the kid stayed in touch. Now, he's homeless. And so one day, the kid invites him to dinner, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he shows up at the door. The old man doesn't know what to think
mm-hmm.
because they had only heard that he was hanging out with this black
Some
kid.
Some friend, yeah.
Didn't know that the black kid was 22 years old, 6 feet 8 inches tall. And he said the mother came out, saw him, went into the bedroom and passed out. And then the kid asked if he could stay overnight. And the mother said no. The father talked to the mother, and she mm-hmm. gave in. And after he stayed overnight, they found out he was homeless.
Mm-hmm.
They asked him to come live with him.
Mm-hmm. Very
and
nice.
So he went and lived with this white family on a farm,
mm-hmm.
and they taught him his work ethic. They taught him that you work hard in life to get what you want out of life. He lived there about 3 years with his family. He rode a tractor. He got out. He did the chores. And that's what made him the basketball player he was, because he always worked harder than everybody else.
I'd like him to tell that story to these NFL players.
That's why I say.
I think that might be a help.
Yeah. A hero, he's on the path. I got a whole lot more respect for the man now.
Yep.
I got a whole lot more respect.
I'll no longer notice that ring.
All right, we'll be right back with more of the American. By the way, you can notice the five that he's got on his hand from championships. We'll be
right back.
That's
pretty nice.
5.5 and AM 660. The and AM 660. The answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S.-backed Syrian forces celebrated in the devastated streets of Raqqa on Tuesday after getting control of the northern city that was once the heart of the Islamic State's self-styled caliphate, dealing a major defeat to the extremist group that has seen its territory shrink ever smaller since summer. Militants took over the vibrant metropolis on the Euphrates River in 2014, transforming it into the epicenter of their brutal rule, where opponents were beheaded and terror plots hatched. It took thousands of bombs dropped by the U.S.-led coalition and more than 4 months of grueling house-to-house battles for the Syrian Democratic Forces to recapture Raqqa, marking a new chapter in the fight against the group whose once vast territory has been reduced to a handful of towns in Syria and Iraq. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 40 points, the Nasdaq off a fraction, the S&P climbed too. This is SRN News.
Mattress stores are all crazy. And they're all the same. They try to force you to buy a new mattress every 8 years. Why? Would you buy a car that you couldn't maintain? Instead of repairing it or even changing the tires, you have to replace it? Of course not. That's crazy. But that's what happens when you go to any mattress store, because all national brand mattresses are sewn or glued shut. Impossible to alter after purchase. If mattress is in the name, expect the same. A major purchase you can't maintain. And that's crazy. So visit Relax and Comfort, where you'll find Sane Sleep Systems. See how you and your partner can enjoy your own firmness with the same mattress, and how you can change them at any time. With stores in Winter Park, Windermere, and Sanford, you're just minutes away from perfect sleep at Relax and Comfort. Learn more at relaxandcomfort.com or call 407-544-3401.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas starting at $860 per person. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Oh, yeah. Oh, hey.
Hey, folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
Oh, there we go.
Chris, don't you think he is absolutely set to be a politician, Hacksaw? I mean, he can certainly deliver an uplifting message, right? Which that would eliminate 99% of the politicians, you know?
18 may be the year to do it. All right, welcome back to the show. That's Mike McBath. I'm Christopher Hart. Nick Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Before we go any further, we want to give you the contest challenge for Thursday and put out another call for Pam. Pam, you came up with the name and the song title for our contest ideas contest on the 5th. And we in essence, used that last week for our contest.
A twisted little way, but you get the dinner.
You get the dinner
and
invite.
Your husband or boyfriend, whoever.
And so, Pam, but we didn't get your phone number that day. So, Pam, please call us at 407-774-8255 so we can make that right with you. In the meantime, for Thursday.
All right. You know, we had a tremendous turnout last week. This week, you know, last week we did the pervert of the year. We're trying to find out who is the sickest person in Hollywood or Congress, which I don't know if we'll ever find that out. But we had some great suggestions, and we had some great music associated with it. So this week we're going to do our IQ contest for Hollywood and Congress. And we want to find out, obviously, who has the lowest IQ in Congress or, you know, in Hollywood. And I think there's going to be
both.
Heavy competition there. And we're also thinking social IQ, too. That's a little bit of a different twist. But for me, I'm going to give you one that a lot of people might not think about. But the more I think about this guy, he's into running. My low IQ goes to Governor Jerry Brown. And no normal, intelligent person could ever pass and endorse the bills he had for the people of California. I said, either he is a moron, he is corrupt, he's on drugs, or I'll take all three. I mean, look at this guy. Yep. But, you know, there's so many out there that have done such horrendous things to the American people. Please let us know who you think is the zero of the year.
That's for Thursday.
Thursday
night. Who has the lowest IQ? Okay. All right, once again, we have a great prize package lined up for that. Just a quick update on the Robert Menendez trial. He's the New Jersey senator who is on trial for bribery.
It was just him and his friend were just lending money back and forth to each other. There's nothing wrong with what they were doing,
Chris. How do you think he feels when he opens up his newspaper or whatever today and he sees this article from The Hill talking about all this bribery and stuff going on around the Uranium One deal and nobody but some low-level hack gets indicted, right? And here he is.
His only involved is what, $700,000? That's nothing.
The prosecution has rested its case. It did so a couple of days ago, and they outlined all kinds of gifts and money and things that were going from this doctor to Menendez. They say in a friendly relationship. It just so happened, though, at the same time, the doctor was receiving approval for very high Medicare bills.
Right.
Exorbitant Medicare bills.
He's innocent. Come on.
And so the defense made a legal argument to have all the charges dismissed based upon last year's Supreme Court decision, which actually released former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell.
I remember
and his
that
wife
trial,
because
right.
he had received some Rolex watches and a few other things. And the Supreme Court decided that in that case, it did not rise to the level of bribery. And I must say, I do not know the details
Don't
of that
you
case.
Have friends who will lend you $700,000 or give you some Rolexes, Chris? I mean, where have you been? What type of people do you run around with?
Hey, but anyway, the judge said no, that what the prosecution has presented does meet the criteria that the Supreme Court laid out in terms of what bribery is. And so the case will go forward now. It's up to the defense to make the argument that this was not bribery, that it was just gifts
And how much longer would we expect possibly for the trial to continue?
That's going to depend on the defense, but right. I would imagine that it's not going to be that much longer.
So you say maybe a week?
Maybe. Once now, again, it depends on the defense, but I mean, what defense do they have other than that this was just a bunch of gifts?
That's it.
And it was a coincidence that all these decisions that Menendez had a hand in were being made at the same time, kind of like the Uranium One deal, right?
His defense has to be on tape because you know he said a million times before he was really got into this trial how innocent he was, right? So you got what he believes, which shows that he's guilty.
I would imagine they will attack the witnesses or the veracity of the evidence. I don't know, but they've got a weak case, and federal prosecutors are notoriously successful.
Okay, now if he's
they have about a 90 in general. They have about a 90% success conviction rate.
Can he come back in the Congress and participate?
That would be up to him and the Democratic leadership in the Congress as to whether they would want to hold on to that seat no matter what, given that Chris Christie is the governor of New Jersey and would appoint presumably a Republican to fill that seat, at least until a special election could be held, or that the political ramifications of holding on for dear life may be too high. My guess is they will have him hold on through the appeal process while they can field another candidate.
Now, this is New Jersey.
New Jersey.
You don't think there'll be bribes to the jurors or anything?
Well, who knows? But this is a federal case, so it's a little bit different. It's a little bit harder to get away with that sort of thing. Okay, so that's that. Now, I was talking about Dennis Rodman before the break and how he was homeless as a young man. He did not play basketball as a kid. He started basically late in high school and then really learned how to play in college, was drafted by the Detroit Pistons, and Chuck Daly took him under his wing.
Right.
And Rodman was very appreciative. Daly believed in him from day one. And the team, the rest of the team, welcomed him. And basically took the pressure off, said, you don't have to score, just get out there and rebound for us.
I'm just so amazed, honestly, about this story because, you know, having been around many, many professional athletes, this is really an original story. I mean, this is so unique.
This. His first college game,
right?
Okay, and the coach knew that he'd never played basketball before. He started. He came down with something like 18, scored like 18 points and had like 20 rebounds. After the game, he went into the coach's office and apologized. Said, I hope I didn't let you down, coach. And the coach looked up and said, you just keep letting me down like that every night. We'll be just fine around here. And he broke all. I mean, he rebounded more than any player since Wilt Chamberlain. And remember, he was smaller than the guys that he was going into the paint against.
Right.
And in one season, he sat out. When Daly left the Pistons, the team sort of fell apart. He was traded to San Antonio.
Right.
The general manager at San Antonio was a fellow by the name of Popovich.
Oh, we know him from just the other day. He gave his dissertation.
He's now the coach.
Yeah.
He did not like Rodman at all. That was not a good fit. By this time, Rodman was experimenting with the colored hair,
right, sunglasses,
the piercings. Remember, he wore a wedding dress at a party or something like that. And Popovich did not go in for that sort of thing. And so they did not get along with one another. So he sat out half a season, but when he came back after half the season, no, I'm sorry, this might have been with the Pistons. Anyway, he had sat out half a season. He came back. By the end of the season, he had more rebounds than anybody that had played all year.
Yeah.
So, but it all came from those years on the farm
where he learned
with
work
this white
ethic.
Family who took him in.
Right.
And they taught him the work ethic.
Right.
And he was treated as one of the kids.
Right.
When he did something wrong, he said that the old man had this routine that the kid, his little friend, told him. He says, when you do something wrong around here, Dad's going to put you in the truck, and he's going to take you down the road, and he's going to chew you out and make you feel like you know what, and then he's going to bring you back. That's how he does it.
Sound like Joe Paterno?
And he said, that's how he would do it.
Really? No, yeah. I mean, that's absolute discipline, which, unfortunately, many of our children are not given this day and age.
Right. But he, you know, given his roots and his background and everything, he had a hard time finding himself. So he was all over the place. So Popovich traded him to Chicago. And Rodman was convinced that Popovich traded him to Chicago because he thought that he would be such a disruptive force on the team that it would mess him up.
Right.
Well, in fact, they won three back-to-back championships at Chicago. Yep. So he now has five, a handful of championship rings. Long story short, he worked hard to get where he got. By the way, when he went to North Korea, he said he was just going over there on a basketball thing. He didn't even
know much about all this other stuff.
Missiles, right?
And you got bombs, right, and you got, right, oh boy.
You know, so I guess we'll give him a pass on that. But it just, you know, you can still think what you want about him, but it just gave me a whole different perspective on the man.
It certainly would. It gives me one. I never envisioned that he had worked on a farm for 3 years. He had come from a background.
Homeless, and lived with a white family who took him in because he befriended their son.
Right.
Kid half his age.
Right. What was that movie, though? Remember that was so successful a few years ago about this football player? He went to Alabama.
I know the one you're talking
about. Family. And,
yeah, I can't remember.
You know, and then he made it into the pros.
That's right. No, he went to Missouri.
Or Missouri, right.
Yeah. He was going to go to Tennessee until they told him what goes on underneath the Neyland Stadium there. That's where they do forensic studies, by the way, autopsies and things.
Oh,
anyway, you mentioned the NFL players. Maybe they could learn something from him.
The thing that, like, as I say, we're going to see now, it looks to me like they're going to defer. In other words, they're all going to agree to work together to come up with a solution.
Well, the talks are going on.
But the question is, every week those talks go on, more and more ticket holders will ultimately drop out. Lower and lower, as we just saw on the Monday night game, they had horrendous. It was a 6.1, which was horrendous TV ratings. I mean, horrendous. And remember, TV ratings are tied into these contracts. So when you get $15 billion from ESPN, but the ratings are terrible, then money has to go back, right?
Yeah.
So
the players are not heroes in my book, at least the ones kneeling and blinking arms and such. By the way, the name of the show that Rodman was on last night is called Undeniable with Joe Buck. Undeniable with Joe Buck. He has athletes. I saw Pete Rose on there. I've seen a number of athletes on there now. It's a very good in-depth interview, and it's not ESPN. It's in-depth, and it's interesting. Anyway, so Popovich is popping off at the mouth. He popped off at the mouth last night, I guess, because of what Trump said yesterday
about calling and writing
letters to fallen. And the president made the remark that he's going further than other presidents had. He didn't know if Obama had been calling all the dead families of the dead soldiers. And it turns out, evidently, Obama did not call the John Kelly when his son was killed.
Right.
Of course, John Kelly, now the chief of staff, Marine general. And they did have him at a table where Obama, I guess Michelle was sitting at a banquet a year later, but that's a little bit different. But Popovich was shooting his mouth off again. He's no hero. He's part of the problem. He's just some doofus idiot, one of the IYIs.
$55 million he's paid for 5 years. And he's a philosopher on
and by
European...
the way, he hired himself as coach. He was the general manager at the time when Rodman was there. And somebody else who's not a hero, I might say, is, of course, Jane Fonda. She's not a hero because of what she did in Vietnam, although she's just come out and reiterated saying she's proud about going to Saigon.
Yeah, and she said, I'm also not proud about being American. Well, maybe you and Michelle might take a trip to North Korea visit our
She got the money.
Yeah, visit
she got
our friends.
Ted Turner fortune money.
Oh, yeah. I think she's honestly just looking for publicity. In all seriousness.
I would rank her as one of the low on the IQ totem pole that you were talking about.
There may be a good story for her tomorrow to win the contest or Thursday.
Yeah, she has admitted that she knew for a year what Harvey Weinstein was up to and didn't say anything about it.
Did she say
she
it
feels bad
to,
about that?
Did it
though.
Happen to her, or does she know about it?
That she knew about it. She didn't say that it
so
happened.
So Harvey
to her.
Didn't make a pass at her.
Nah, she was probably too old by that time.
Yeah, old bag.
When he came along. Yeah. But she's reiterated being proud about going to Vietnam. She's not proud of the United States, and she's not happy with herself that she kept her mouth shut for a year. Now, the media story is that these women who have come forth are the ones who are responsible for the sudden downfall of Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
Well, I was thinking about that, because they'd actually been coming forth for a long time.
If everybody knew it, they had to have come forth Not where they called the station up and said, hey, but they've been telling everybody. So,
And we found out that NBC, that the New York Times, even the New York police had all been in investigating this character and all had denied or decided not to do anything about it. And so I was wondering what had changed. Well, last night, listening to Larry Elder on the way home, I found out what changed. It wasn't the women coming forth, not one of them is responsible for what happened to Harvey Weinstein.
Right.
His brother is the one.
Robert
Weinstein. They had a tiff or something. He was mad at him. And he had a list of all the women who've got settlements from Weinstein. And he took that and got it into the hands of the New York Times and says, now you got what you need. Run the damn story. So it was
That's a shocker.
It was, and I hate to say this, but it was a man who came forward, happened to be his brother, but a man who set all this in motion. But, not these women, and that's a sad testimony, but not these women. It was a man who ended up bringing Weinstein down.
Did his
down.
Brother do it for the right reason, or did he do it just because he hates his brother so much he knew this would annihilate him?
That's
a question.
Brothers can be bitter rivals.
Yeah, bitter rivals.
And now they had been partners, but something went astray. He actually made an excuse for his brother yesterday, talking about Robert.
Right.
He said that Harvey, his life was so empty that he was resorting to this sort of despicable behavior to find some meaning, I guess. That's
so
my word.
He didn't like golf or tennis. So he went to women. That's an expensive deal, buddy.
Well, and given what he was doing, no wonder he felt empty.
But I would bet that Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton knew all about this at least 14, 15 years
ago. Of course they knew.
They all knew about it.
Of course.
I bet Chuck Schumer with his hairpiece knew about it.
Of course
Guarantee
they did.
Guarantee you. They all knew about it.
They have such little respect for any human beings.
Right.
Why would they care?
For the American people, they don't care.
Why? Why would they care?
Yeah, that's your problem.
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's the attitude of these people. They just think they're above and beyond the American people.
Yeah, so I hate to say it, but not only was not Jane Fonda a heroine in this episode, but even the women who are now coming forward, none of them, and it's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fault that they had powerful people covering up for powerful people.
Right.
And it's still going on in Washington, D.C. with Mueller, Rosenstein, Comey, McCabe, the whole lot of them. It's the same damn thing, only it's not women getting raped. It's the American public getting raped.
Yeah.
And it ain't very pleasant. And somebody needs to put a stop to it.
You think fraternities are bad, right?
Yeah.
Look at these groups.
They ain't got nothing on the FBI.
They're not even in the ballpark with these people.
I tell you what.
Wow.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap up tonight's show. And then don't forget Larry Elder coming up next. And who knows what you're going to find out on his show. That's why I love listening to it. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. Please follow us on Facebook. That's American Adversaries on Facebook. You can also be a member of the American Adversaries Army by going to AmericanAdversaries.com and enlisting right there. And if you want to follow me a tweeting, my Twitter handle is at Chris Hart Radio. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Hi, I'm Mick Dolan. Does your kitchen or bathroom need a makeover? And do you need it done on time and on budget?
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath can help you from start to finish with free design service. You can see a 3D model before you buy.
If you just need cabinets, countertops, or flooring, then One-to-One Kitchen and Bath's got you covered. Always on time with the highest quality products and their low price guarantee.
One-to-One Kitchen and Bath, 1781 Fairbanks Avenue, Winter Park. Online at the number 1TO1Cabinets.com. One-to-One Kitchen and Bath.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries. Don't forget the great pillow deal still going on at the Relax and Comfort stores in Windermere, Winter Park Village, and Sanford at the mall right there, Sanford Town Mall, on right there at I-4 and 46. If you go in, you mention you heard about this great pillow deal, the bed for your head, take a test ride in one of their beds. Just takes a few minutes. You're not obligated to buy anything. All you got to do is take a test ride. You will go out of there with a very...
$139 value, right, Chris?
Great pillow, yeah.
A bed for your head?
Bed for your head,
oh,
that's
man.
Right.
Okay.
All right, you got to be able to sleep right at night.
I got to ask you a question, just reflecting on sports. Are you going to watch the Florida State-Florida game this year now that they're both are tarnished teams, Chris, because you always want the best teams to be playing?
If I'm having trouble sleeping that night, I might watch that game. It's sure to be a defensive struggle.
This week, in all seriousness, Penn State, Michigan, huge game, Saturday night, 7:30, watch the whiteout. If you want to be entertained, just watch the crowd. But another great game this weekend is UCF-Navy.
Yeah.
I think, and I'm a big fan of UCF, I think they've done a tremendous job. This is the best coach they've ever had go through here. And, you know, this game means...
He didn't mean that, Don.
No, this is, except for Don Jonas, you know what I mean? But you know, the reality of it is Navy has one loss, and Navy was going to be a challenge.
And UCF is undefeated.
And it's a different style of offense that UCF has not seen, but I think their offense is so prolific that they're going to win, and I can see them going 12-0.
They are racking up the points.
Yeah, and it's good to see that. And what a coach, though. I mean, to take him from zero losses, what he did last year, and then this year he's on, you know, he's on the run. He may end up in the top 10, which is great for him.
Yeah, so go Knights. The football meetings are going on in Washington, D.C., the Black Lives Matter.
No, they're going on in New York.
New York City. New York City.
Teams and Washington's the Players Association.
Okay,
right?
So this is going on in the team headquarters in New York City, Black Lives Matter, where there's a couple three dozen marching and chanting, wearing chains.
What were they upset about? I guess oppression and everything?
You got a bunch of rich white men owning the teams, which means they, quote unquote, own the players.
But you know what? We have a bunch of rich black players that could own a team if they want to take the risk of what goes on.
Meanwhile, Colin Kaepernick has filed a grievance claiming that he has been blackballed by the league. And he was supposed to be at the meetings, but evidently didn't show up.
He never showed up today in New York. And here's the guy that's supposed to be the focal point of all these protests, and he doesn't even show up to discuss his case, right?
Well,
what type of leader is that?
He never showed up to vote last November 8th either.
He's a heck of a leader.
I guess,
he doesn't even exist, you know?
He slept late.
Where are you, Colin?
But evidently the league is coming up with a version of the American Adversaries plan. If you remember, one of our contests was to give some advice.
Right. We were way out in front of the whole NFL, and they spent millions of hours, and we gave it to them free.
And that was to come up with a foundation that they would contribute money into the players, and the league would match it. Well, in essence, the players have already done that, thanks to D. Smith, now it looks like the owners are going to throw some money towards one of their causes.
Whatever the number of causes that the players want.
All right. So,
but I just warned the players, don't go down on the knee again this weekend if this thing isn't resolved.
I tell you, it's really hurting the business of football and breaking a lot of fans' hearts in the process.
And it's upsetting your former players. I mean, everybody I talk to all around the country is just fed up.
Yep.
Fed up.
Yeah.
You know, so,
all right.
We'll see where we go.
I'm going to have to leave it there. Larry Elder next. Can't wait to hear what he has to say about the day's news. He might have been at the White House even. Doggone it.
Well, he's entertaining. He is funny.
Right.
He is really funny.
All right. So, once again, please like us on Facebook. Follow us, American Adversaries, on Facebook. You can follow me on Twitter at Chris Hart Radio. And you can join the American Adversaries Army by going to AmericanAdversaries.com. Larry Elder next. Night, everybody.
Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer. WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.